And at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Are you listening? When once the master of the house has risen and shut to the door, are you listening tonight? And ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know not whence ye are. Then ye shall begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. And ye yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and thou art first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying to him, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how oft would I have gathered thee as thy children together, as a hen doth her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me till the time come when ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Jerusalem would become a ghost town. That's what I'm going to preach on. Ghost town. Amen. For more than 2,000 years, Jerusalem was blown by the winds of desolation. For more than 2,000 years, outside of a small remnant, Jerusalem, Palestine, Israel, denuded of its trees by the Turks, lay a desolate wilderness, and Judah in ruin, Jerusalem in ruins, a ghost town. She remained, for all practical purposes, a ghost town until recent years. God has begun to revive out of the stones and build up Jerusalem. Amen. Jerusalem had its chance. It would be ages before they would have another. That is still pending tonight. The Middle East is full of ghost towns. They had their chance. By the way, we're having ours now. Babylon had its chance. Babylon had Shem, descendant, direct descendant of Noah, son of Noah. Amen. But in spite of the fact that Shem was there as a balancing agent, amen, evil influences took over the people. Nimrod would rise. According to several different authors, Hyslop and Halley's Handbook, it was possibly Shem that slew Nimrod. they went into Shem, then went into exile. Amen. They told the people that a wild boar killed Nimrod. And every once in a while you hear in heathen religions of a boar roast. It all came from Babylon. Babylon, according to the word of God, would become a ghost town. And for ages, Babylon has been blown by desert winds. A tale in that song.
They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fears are gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the love and joy he brings. But greater still, the calm assurance the child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fears are gone. Because I know he holds the future, and is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's fight, no war with pain. Hallelujah. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fears are gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Yes, life is worth the living just because he lives.